Okay, we're seeing a slight uptick in the price of Bitcoin, and I think we're all worn down waiting for Bitcoin to break out. But one thing we do know is that when Bitcoin does break out, your portfolios better be ready, because if it does break out, then we do get the 80% return that the average returns in Q4. If you're not in the right tokens, you just simply ain't going to make it. So today, I'm not going to waste any time. I've got three of my friends here, and we're going to put together the ultimate crypto portfolio. I've got Kyle Chassé, I've got House of Crypto, I've got Dennis, and together we're going to decide by allocating a yes or a no to each token to decide what should be in the perfect crypto portfolio. This is the most important show that I've done the whole week, because it's me and all of my friends building an amazing portfolio. So let's get going. Let's not waste time. We've got a big show here today. I know we're all tired waiting for October to begin, but October will begin. And when it begins, your portfolios better be ready. And that's what today is about. We're going to make the ultimate crypto portfolio. We're going to make it with a whole lot of our friends. We're going to take all the tokens out there. We're going to put yeses and nos, and we're going to decide which ones are the ones that are going to carry us to Valhalla at the end of the bull run. I can tell you one thing. Two of the guys that are on the panel today are meme coin degen extraordinaires, and two of us are maybe a little bit more fundamental. So you're going to get a little bit of everything today. It's going to be an amazing, 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 huge show. I'm so excited about this. So excited about this. Just a reminder, it is a Friday banter. And Friday banters are always brought to you by NordVPN, the best VPN for crypto people. And I don't know about you, but this is what I read when I woke up this morning. $5.4 trillion asset manager Fidelity confirms that 77,000 customers' records were hacked, including licenses, social security numbers, personal information. Now, you know what that's going to do. That's going to make that information go to the dark web, and then people are going to start doing identity thefts and stuff like that. And that's the easiest way to get hacked. There is a way to prevent it. How you prevent it is, number one, you surf with a VPN. So you mask your IP address. And that way, no one can associate you with an IP address. But also, Nord has another product called Incogni. Now, what Incogni does is it removes your details from the web where you're getting spam calls, cyber attacks, and stuff like that. If you want to sign up to protect yourself, and I think that everybody should be signed up for stuff like this, go to the bottom of this video, sign up here. Don't wait until it's too late before you act. This costs $3 a month, and you protect yourself. Guys, do it. Do it today. Don't wait until you're a victim of something to then take a step. It costs you $3 a month. We're going to make a lot of money. The only way to hold it is to make sure we don't get hacked and we don't get swindled out of our money. Anyway, with that aside, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show. And I don't waste any time today. We're going to get straight into building the ultimate portfolio with what I think of three of the ultimate guests in the world. We've got Dennis from Virtual Bacon, we've got Pete from House of Crypto, and we've got Kyle, the man from Kyle Chassé's channel. I think you still call yourself Kyle. So three guests. Last year we did this show. This show was one of the biggest hit shows that we did. Essentially, we all put our minds together and we built what was one of the most incredible crypto portfolios out there. So I think today we should do exactly the same. I've prepared a template for all of us. The idea behind the template is that you can feel free to add in more tokens. You've got to say yes or no to each one of the tokens. By the end of it, we want to have at least 10 to 15, at least 10 from each one of you, but no more than 20 from each one of you in terms of how you'd build the ultimate crypto portfolio. The time horizon, 12 months from now. So let's keep that in mind. And I think with that intro, let's get straight into it. How bullish are we feeling about Ethereum? And I'm going to start off with you, Kyle, because that's the first. Is it something that you're going to have in your portfolio, or is it something you're not going to have in your portfolio?
I do have, I haven't bought any more in a long time, but I do have a fair amount in Aave that I'm lending against. I just think it's not something I'm really interested in right now, but like, I guess I hold it kind of like I hold Bitcoin in a way of just like a store value. It's institutional. Yeah.
Okay. So you have a yes to that. So Carl has a yes to ETH. Dennis, are you an ETH man?
Yeah, big yes. Just like last year.
Big yes.
I think it might finally turn around now for ETH Bitcoin ratio.
What's your bull case for it actually turning around?
At least to outperform Bitcoin. So doing that by 1.5x, I think at ETH size is already pretty good.
And why do you think it's performed so badly up until now?
It's kind of hard to say, to be honest. I think it's overall, the alt season has never started yet. and based on like net liquidity, based on just Bitcoin dominance going down, going up too much. And majority of that has been just going sideways for ETH and its ecosystem.
Okay.
I think that's about to turn around.
Pete, what do you think?
I don't hold any Ethereum. It's basically, you know, seemingly losing value all the time to Solana. We've now got other layer ones coming in, Sui and the others sort of seem to be taking away from Solana, sorry, from Ethereum every time anything gets going. So,
okay, so what that. I'll tell you, I actually dumped my ETH today, most of them. I've been on a mission of dumping it. I took a lot of my ETH, and actually the trade that I executed today was I dumped some Ethereum, I bought some Celestia. I bought some Celestia, even though I know there's a big token unlock coming. I think that some of the unlock may be priced in, so I've started to layer into my Celestia position. I bought a little bit of Radium because I just think that my thesis is so Solana heavy that I want to be more involved in the Solana ecosystem. So yeah, I've finally done it. I'm out of ETH, or I'm getting out of ETH. I'm tired of ETH. I've been waiting a long time, and I'm just giving up on it. Let's go into Solana. So Solana is my biggest bet this season, so I'm just going to say flat yes. I think it's the winning layer one. Kyle, how do you feel about Solana?
Can I ask a question? How much of your Solana wallet is allocated to Solana versus like Solana ecosystem or memes?
Well, so memes, how much memes, sold is, do you- memes is tiny. Memes is very, very tiny in my portfolio. When I say tiny, like, probably if you add up all my memes together, less than 5-7% of the portfolio. And I've got a lot of memes in terms of number of tokens. Solana is a big bet in my portfolio. So Solana is probably about 30% of my portfolio now. And that's, no, probably less, 20% of my portfolio. Okay, what do you...
Yeah, so for
you?
For me, I'm mostly in on Solana. I'm using the chain for what it's known for is memes. So whenever I have Sol, I think that I take the leverage bet on that. And now I'm just kind of taking what seems to be. So I actually sold a bunch of my WIF and came in like 3 or 4 days ago to SPX before. Like, so I got like 350 or something like that.
But you're altering the risk profile of your portfolio by going out of Sol into memes. You're going from relatively safe to fucking stinky degen. Like, you're altering the risk profile of your of your portfolio. Isn't that right. A little bit I get it, it's fine, and I get it's high dopamine, but isn't that a bit negligent as a investor to take something that is the infrastructure layer and to put it onto fucking red or black?
Well, I think this is money that I'm like my entire Solana portfolio is gambling money. Like you know, majority of my wealth would be in probably Bitcoin.
So Solana,
Bitcoin, and a couple of big high conviction memes that we can talk about later.
So Solana in general, a yes or a no?
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Dennis.
Yes. This time around, yes. Equal share of Solana and Ethereum for me.
Oh wow. Okay, that's big. That's big. Pete, how do you feel about Sol, the winner of the cycle?
So far, yeah. I mean, I had a lot of Sol from basically the end of 22 up until sort of earlier part of this year. I started to de-risk out of it a bit once it was kind of outgrowing the rest of the market. But yeah, still holding a lot of Solana.
And why did you start to de-risk? Just because you thought it ran too fast?
I think with any projects, once you know, it's when you have a YouTube channel, you can make videos about certain things. And if you start to say things like, "Oh, I'm looking at maybe de-risking," and when everyone calls you an idiot, why are you selling your Solana? Usually, there's a pretty good indicators that maybe it is time to start selling some Solana. Same thing as like made videos about meme coin cycles going to maybe finish earlier on in the year, and everyone's like, "Why would you say that? You know, you're crazy." And then obviously seems to go in the opposite direction. So basically, I just sort of de-risked. Solana was running really strongly compared with the rest of the market. And I think the rest of the market then played catch up. Still think Solana's got room to run, though.
Okay. So you definitely going with a yes. Aptos, Sui. How do we feel about Sui? Do we need it? I mean, remember that you guys are limited to 20 and there's about 80 coins here. So be conservative about what you put into your portfolios. How do you feel about leaving Sui in your portfolio for the next 12 months?
I really like it.
Okay.
I've been playing there a lot.
Sui Aptos or Sui and Sui Aptos or Sui and Aptos?
for me, I have a my SUI position is about 4 times bigger than my Aptos position at the moment. If that says anything.
Okay. Dennis, how do you feel about it?
I don't have SUI. I have Aptos. Just because at the current time, it's about like 2x difference. Yeah. But if I were to have to hold both, like have a position for 12 months, I might have just kind of even split. But I wouldn't buy SUI right now versus Aptos.
Okay. Pete, what do you think? SUI and Aptos?
I've been holding a lot of SUI recently, one of my bigger positions. But I have started to look at maybe shifting some SUI across to Aptos just because SUI's been running a bit hotter than Aptos. But all the kind of ecosystem on Aptos right now is looking really strong. So yeah, I think it's definitely a shift going on right now. So I've sort of started again. SUI's been outperforming the market. Again, whenever I'm holding things that are outperforming the market, maybe I try and look to shift some of that into other places.
So remember that at the end of this, you can only have 15 tokens in your portfolio. Do you want to put SUI, Aptos, no, okay, or SUI so and Aptos?
SUI and no Aptos. Just SUI.
SUI and no Aptos. Now, just remember that how this works is that at the end of the cycle in 12 months, we bring you guys back here and we compare the results, how you did relative to your peers sitting here. And so the idea is that you really want to pick the best tokens. So I'm long SUI. I'm going to put a question mark next to Aptos based on the number of tokens. Kyle, you are going into Aptos or not going into Aptos?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay, so you're four down. What about Avalanche? Yeah. Avalanche, last year's gaming chain, last year's EVM, lots of cool stuff happening, subnets happening. Like, is anyone still bullish Avalanche?
No.
Not really.
Okay.
I would say I'm bullish. Yeah.
Would you put it as one of your 15 tokens?
That's hard to say. I don't think it'll outperform Sol, but whenever Sol runs, AVAX runs, and they do everything Sol does. So I think that will happen. It'll probably perform similarly to Sol, but I think Sol is a better bet.
Would you put it as one of your 15 bets in the cycle?
No, I would just double up on Sol if I want to do that.
Great. What about Telegram? I mean, Telegram's interesting. It's got all the adoption potential in the world. You've got the founder who's just been arrested. He's not really the founder. Well, he is really the founder, but he's not officially the founder, if you know what I'm saying. You know what? I'm saying the quiet part out loud. Is anyone here putting Ton into their 15 highest conviction bets for the cycle?
Pizza,
no.
Dennis? Nobody would. I would.
I do hold
I
it.
I would. Yeah. I think it can come down to maybe $4, but somewhere around there I would.
So is that a yes or a no? Because it's trading at about $6.
I would say yes. Yeah. Yes, eventually, like it's at 5 now. I think it's got a little bit more down to go.
I'm a definite yes, because I think it's the only crypto. It's got the best chance for crypto adoption in my mind. All right, let's go into the next one. Arweave had a good run, came back down. Kyle, you're nodding like it's a flat no on your side.
No.
Tell me why not.
I have to be more precise with my ecosystems. And last bull run, I was like all over the place. I had way too many tokens to manage. And so I'm glad that we're going through this exercise of like picking 15, because I'm going to try to stick to that. So I really can't pay attention to all these ecosystems. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So sometimes you just don't want to hold a token because it's just you're just not good at it. Dennis, Arweave, how do you feel about Arweave?
I have Arweave. I think it'll kind of stop running once they launch the new thing, the AO thing in February. So, but yeah, right now it's pretty good. I still have it.
Dennis, what are you thinking? Sorry, Pete.
I was going to say that, excuse me. I don't hold any Arweave. I think it's a decent project. I have some exposure that I've given to Deepin, and Arweave doesn't make the cut for my Deepin plays.
Okay, fair enough. What about Casper? So does anyone have strong views about Casper? Kyle, you made so many videos about it. And I know you're all influencers here, so you don't want to say no, because the Casper community is such a strong community. But someone has to speak up here. Kyle, I'm coming to you because you made a lot of videos about how Casper was so good. You called it. I actually remember that you said Casper means silver in. Is it?
Yeah.
So what's your verdict here?
I did have a huge bag, and then when it had a crazy run up, I actually sold it because, I didn't really see materializing. We're looking into the kind of like KRC ecosystem right now, but that launch didn't go so well, and I think that it did happen and it hasn't really picked up a lot of traction. So again, it's not because I don't think it's great. I think the community is amazing over there, but I haven't really paid attention to it in a while. So that's where I'm at right now. I don't have any more at the moment.
Okay. Dennis, what do you think?
I think it's time. I have not held Caspa for pretty long, for this whole year, but I'm starting to buy a bit because it's down a lot and it's kind of just lagging. But I think it'll come back.
Yeah.
So you want to hold it as one of your top 15 bets?
I would, yeah.
Okay, wow. Okay. Pete, what do you think?
I think like Kyle said, the KRC20 thing was a bit of a missed hit. And a lot of people were kind of very excited to see that happen. And definitely, you know, since that's happened, it seems to have lost a bit of the steam that it had behind it. Like, and I think the community is so passionate and so supportive. They've been kind of propping it up. But I see now the community starting to lose a bit of faith in it. And maybe
isn't that the best time to buy a token when the community?
Yeah, but not when the community's been like so uber bullish about this project, like beyond bullish compared to everything else the whole time. Like I made one video saying that, you know, maybe it was pretty good, but maybe not, you know, there's some things that were not so amazing and people absolutely destroyed me. People were making videos about me, you know, so.
Okay.
So it's a no from you? I love of this cycle, shall we say.
I love Casper. I love the technology. I think the technology is absolutely, absolutely amazing. I think that they're very smart. The founders are very smart. I've heard, I think his name's Jonathan. I think I've heard him speak a few times. He's very, very smart. I'm not sure it's going to be one of my top 15 bets. I'll make a decision closer to the end. Aleafium, another proof of work project. Is anybody here extremely bullish and would make it one of their top 15 highest conviction bets?
No. I'm going to say no, and I'll tell you why. Injective is supposed to be a DeFi chain, and as far as I know, the best smart contract language in the world for assets in DeFi would be Move. So I think Injective was more relevant before Move became prominent. And now that we see this Sui and Aptos narrative coming in, like if institutions really want to play and have secure smart contracts, then Move is the language to do it. So I don't see the use case for Injective anymore.
Okay, fair point. Dennis?
Kind of similar. I feel like they got to do something else. They can't keep doing what they're doing. Even just being a chain for DeFi doesn't really work anymore. Like it's pretty easy to build a perp DEX nowadays. You don't need to pick one chain specifically. So they gotta pivot.
Okay. Pete, what do you think?
Yeah, too focused into one area, so not for me.
I actually like the fact that they're focused and I think the team have delivered, so I'm gonna add that as one of mine. It is one of my biggest holdings, so I'm gonna keep riding the bag. Celestia. Okay, so big token unlock coming. Talk to me. What are you guys thinking? Anyone bullish on this?
No.
Wow, look at you guys. You guys are. Tell me why you're not bullish on it.
Because I think that when a project neglects community building as an exercise, and I mean like genuine community building, and has a massive FTV and airdrops a bunch of Sybil attackers. I don't think there's a real true community I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, and maybe the comments blow this up and call me an idiot, but like I'm guessing if we go into the Celestia Telegram group right now, there's probably not a whole bunch of people in there that are excited to be in there. And I think community building is super important. So like these, like the Eigenlayer, Celestia, pretty much every Binance Launchpad project, everything that launched at like super low flow, high FTV, airdrops to a bunch of Chinese miners, like, I think that that's probably not going to have really strong community growth in this bull market.
Okay, let's talk about I'm going to add Celestia to mine. ICP, Pete, I'm coming to you on this one because you've been pushing this one hard.
Yeah, I mean, ICP has a bit of a kind of a Casper-like community, right? So I think people have been very bullish and very supportive of it for a while. For a long time, it's been one of the most exciting, I think, ideas out there. One of the, you know, the biggest teams out there, very, very smart team behind it. And they're now sort of starting to move towards various like AI functionality, building AI directly onto the blockchain, which is quite a cool concept. And they've achieved some pretty amazing things from that standpoint. One of my big concerns with it was perhaps like the, you know, the amount of adoption it was getting, but they are starting to see like a number of developers, quite a big developer community being created right now. The token fees and the transactional volume seems to be picking up as well, which is pretty cool. And I have started to see a few projects in that ecosystem. So I think it might not do it this bull market, but I think there is a very big case for maybe it really changing the kind of like landscape of Web3 into the next bull market.
So are you holding it or are you selling it?
I hold it.
You hold it. Amazing. All right. Dennis, Kyle, are you guys holding ICP?
No.
Dennis? Not anymore. I think it's a little bit too heavy to pivot such a big thing into maybe like AI now. And if they're competing in L1, I don't think they're there. It's a little bit too hard. They're too unique and too strong, like tech-wise, to compete with like a DeFi chain.
All right. So I think for the next four, let's finish Kujira and then we're going to go on to the L2. So anyone here making Kujira one of their top 10 or top 15 bets of the cycle?
No.
Okay, cool. Nah. So what I want to do with the next ones is in terms of the L2s, just to keep the momentum of the show. Dennis, are there any L2s in this stack or any other L2s that you recommend or that you do want to have as part of your top 15 highest conviction plays?
So I think Stacks is cool. I wouldn't necessarily call it L2. It's still probably the most reflexive coin in BTCFi. And I've heard a lot of BTCFi stuff launching like Q4 this year towards Q1 next year. That could catch a wave. Out of that list, probably Metis, also pretty interesting. Other ones, definitely not Polygon. And they played all their cards now. And the others are just, they're okay.
So I must say, I'm not touching any of these layer twos. I'm over Ethereum and I'm over all their layer twos. And they can keep their whole tech stack. Kyle, how do you feel about layer twos? Any ones that you want to keep in your portfolio?
There's literally one token I have on layer twos, and that's Brett.
We're gonna get to memes in a sec.
Brett is kind of like since there's no base token, and since Brett is the most and the only layer two I'm interested in is base, then I think that
I disagree with you. I think there's two tokens on that represent the base ecosystem. Aerodrome, because I think Aerodrome is the biggest DEX by far and it's performing really well. And I think it's the one DEX that I've seen on the Ethereum ecosystem where it has more of a chance of Uniswap than of winning the race on an EVM chain than any other. So for me, it's Aerodrome and Brett, and I hold both. I hold big amounts of both. Dennis, you would you want any L2s in your portfolio?
Sorry, before I get ripped from my own community, of course there's two other tokens that I hold that are my own wealth and paid, of course, on base as well. So that's why I love that ecosystem. I'm there, but it was a layer two question, and
Okay. Dennis, do you want any layer twos that you want to hold that you think are part of a portfolio?
Out of this list, I would put a little bit of Metis, but also I have a lot more Brett.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna get to the stinky meme stuff in a second. We're gonna get the stinky meme stuff in a second. Don't worry, Pete. Any layer twos that you want in your top 15 portfolio?
I do hold a little bit of Metis, but whether I want it in my top 15 portfolio, probably not. I do think there's some exciting stuff coming out of Metis in the next few months. Stuff to do with kind of mining, also incubators for memes and things like that, but who knows where the meme coins are heading. But okay, no, so I won't have Metis.
Let's just quickly tally up where we're at. Pete, you've got 15 credits. You've spent three. Dennis, you've got 15. You spend 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Carl, you spend 1, 2, 3, 3. I've spent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So
wow.
That's where we're
remember
at.
Last year, you had to stop me after like the first 15 because you're like, Kyle, you said yes to everything.
Yeah. You see, that's what you call learning from experience. Once bitten, twice shy. You've learned to be much more focused in your approach. You've learned that you don't need to hold 100,000 tokens to make money. Just become an expert in some ecosystem. That's some of the lessons that I've definitely learned. All right, let's go into interoperability. There are four tokens on this list. Obviously, feel free to add any other token that you want if you think we're missing something. You got Layer 0, ThorChain, Axelar, Wormhole. I'm going to start this one with Dennis. So, which ones, if any of these, do you like? Why do you like them? And should we add them into your portfolio?
The only one I have here is Axelar. I actually even sold my link for Axelar because the way I see it, most of these cross-chain interoperability guys, they're going for the institutional liquidity. And especially like if you look at Layer 0 Wormhole, they are cool. People still use the bridges a lot, but that's kind of their whole thing. It's now like deploying tokens and liquidity. But what I think the real opportunity here is RWA. If you want to go for this, you got to tackle the liquidity that's like locked away in chains, in tokenization chains that are not being bridged over to DeFi, and Axelar is like really trying to do that.
I agree.
You see it like last year when they work with like AVAX, and they were the actual key player there and not Chainlink, so I liked it a lot.
I must say I fully agree with you, and that's I'm balls deep into Axelar, balls deep, and I'm buying more and more every single day because I just think this token at the prices that it's at around 60 cents is an absolute bargain. I think it's not one of these tokens with a lot of hype, but I think it's one that I'm definitely in. And I've been in for a long time. I've been in since the beginning, actually. Kyle, any of these that you like?
Well, I would have to agree with Dennis just said in the fact that Axelar seems really great. I don't own any at the moment, but I'm kind of glad that you just reminded me to go check it out because someone, a dev I highly respect in this space, his name's Casey, his project's called Lemonade. He just has great things to say about Axelar, and you know, when he was telling me why it's better, superior than Wormhole, superior than Link, and you know, Link is one that I do have a big position in right now. I'm a little bit concerned with Link, maybe being something like a Charles Hoskinson or something, where all they, but you know, hopefully they like actually deliver soon. But yeah, so all of these right here, no, I don't have at the moment. But I you guys have both convinced me that I need to go look at Axelar closer.
Okay, sure. So I'm in on Axelar, I'm in on ThorChain, I'm in on Wormhole. I do have a Layer 0 position, but I do think it's good, but I have less conviction than I had before. So Carl, you got to are you spending any of your credits here or
no,
holy shit, see. Okay. All right, Pete, what are you spending credits on the interoperability narrative?
I mean, I think obviously interoperability, scalability, looking into the future of blockchains, this is probably a pretty important thing, looking to have like broader infrastructure across Web3 kind of connected up. Layer 0, I mean, they all have kind of merits, but if I was to pick one, probably Layer 0, but I mean, they're all...
You don't have to. You don't have to. I'm just
structured their launches.
You don't have to. I'm just telling you that you've got three and you've got to spend 15. So I'm just like, I don't mind if you don't spend your pocket money, sir.
I'll sit tight as long as we go to, you know, some deep in real world asset stuff.
All right, here we go. All right, here's a list of the gaming projects. Nakamoto, Uncaged, Vulcan okay. Forge, Echelon Prime, Myria, Superverse, Immutable X, Beam, Ronin, Sidus, Crown, and Seedify. That's the gaming list. Just quickly, quick recap. Pete, you have spent three credits. Dennis, you spent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 credits. Carl, you spent 4 credits. And I have spent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 credits. So how many are you spending in gaming and where are you putting them, Carl?
So for me, I only have two on here. It's Superverse is a definite yes. And I can't, for some reason, my screen's blurry. I can't really see. But that's all, but really.
Wow. Okay. Dennis?
I have two on this list, and I have one other that
okay,
I
okay, let's.
Have.
We can always so add. So we can always add. We're very easy people.
I think you guys should check.
There we go. What would you like me to add for you, sir?
So it's Xborg.
Xborg.
It's from
it's gaming. Okay.
Yeah, it's a sister company of Swissborg. Yeah. They're okay. Very strong with how they're doing their tokenomics.
Hmm.
Okay. No floats, just all unlocked, all community, starting from day one. I like that approach.
Is that logical?
Yeah, I have Super, and then I have Prime.
So you want to put Super and Prime in this time?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dennis is Super, and he has Prime. Pete?
Also going to go after Prime. Echelon Prime, and also for Superverse, you know, like pretty much all gaming projects chasing after Superverse right now. Echelon okay. Prime,
yeah,
some pretty good looking games coming for them, or integration of AI agents and things as well.
Okay, so I'm going with Super. I'm going to go with Crown. I'm going to go with. I think I'm going to run out of money, but I'm going to go with. I'm going to put a question mark here, and I may come back if I've got money left at the end of this. All right, let's go on to Deepin, Render, Ionet, Helium, Makash, Ether, Nasana. If anybody wants to add projects, just shout them out. I'll add them for you.
AOs.
AOs, okay. Well, that's actually a great one. That's a great one. Researchers left that one out, I think. AOZ. AOs. I think, Carl, I think you actually... Well, which one?
Aether.
It's there. It's there, it's there. Aether's here. There it is. There it is. There it is. It's all there. It's all there.
It's blurry.
All right. Who wants to put money into Render, Ionet, Helium, Eos, Akash, Ether, or Nasana?
For me, it's just Eos.
Just Eos. One.
I think there are better picks in AI now.
Tell me why you would pick Eos, Carl.
Just because I know like. It's real simple. Like, I've known Ermin for a very long time. He's been building AOs since like 2017. He's just like a real, real hardcore builder. I think that, like, you know, there's a lot of people that came out really flashy. I'm not talking bad about Aether. Like, I think they did a really good job with marketing, everything like that. I just don't know them. Like, I know Ermin from AOs. And so when I have that relationship for like many, many years now, and kept in touch with them, see what they're doing, how they're innovating. They basically built, like, the interesting thing about AOs is they built the entire Amazon Web Services stack, but in a permissionless, decentralized way. And it's not easy to do that at all.
And they did so that last. They actually did that last cycle. Funny enough, they did that last. They had built that last cycle, if I remember correctly.
They were working on, so a lot of it was built, but a lot of it needed to be built still too. So it's made a long way. Now they've actually started integrating. They were the first partnership with NVIDIA to be listed on NVIDIA's website with I forget what the program was called. And now they're actually going out with BD and getting partnerships and like getting to work, right? And they got a lot of nodes running. So it's only because of a relationship and know them well that I can say that with high conviction. It's not to say that others are bad. I just don't know them well.
Okay. Deepin, Pete, which of these Deepins you want? I guess you want Aether, right?
Aether. Yeah. I mean, so my back, I know the founder of Aether pretty well, you know, for quite a long time, not before we were in crypto. Yeah. But that obviously not, you know, I'm not skewed on that. Basically right now there's a huge project, problem with AI development, and it's a bottleneck when it comes to compute power. It's incredibly expensive to buy compute power and things like that. Aether is one of the only projects, if not the only project out there, that is providing enterprise-grade Deepin compute power. And pretty much all the projects, well, a bunch of projects I was walking around at Singapore 2049 AI projects, we're using Aether's compute power. Aether, the compute power, something like their profit was $36 million this year so far.
Jeez.
10% increasing each month. At the end of last year on the Messari report, the entire like Deepin compute revenue was something like $20 million. So Aether appears to be kind of breaking into a very niche space with a huge, huge demand in that area.
Okay. Dennis, what if any Deepin plays would you like to put you in your portfolio?
In Deepin right now, I do have Aether because I have a lot of their nodes. I don't have any tokens. That's my only exposure in Deepin. I think like compute networks, AI networks are more interesting. Like you got to look at like Tau and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, you feel free. I don't think we've got a specific... Oh, we do have an AI section. Wow, I'm going to run out of money. I'm going to run out of money.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Okay, no, we can increase the number of credits to 20 because I think I'm going to run out of money soon. Dennis, you're going to run out of money soon. So let's increase it to 20 just for fun. In the case that we do have 20, I'm going to go into Nasana and I'm going to go into Akash. And the reason why I'm going into those is because I think that they're both real projects. I know the guys at Nasana, they're working really hard. They're building something very specialized. And I know the guys at Akash, and I know what they're building in terms of distributed GPUs, and that looks really good. Real-world assets. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing around? Remember just where we're at. I spent 13. Carl, you spent 6. You got 14 to go. You're gonna degen into the meme coins. I can feel it. Dennis, you're on 12, and Pete's stingy as fuck.
Can I add a helium for
Deepin? Yeah, sure. Sure. There we go. Helium. You like their mobile plans. You like what they're doing, right?
Cool. Yeah, it's working well.
All right. Real world assets. Everyone's talking about this. What are we doing when it comes to real world assets?
And you got to try to find value here because we know it's hot. Like Mantra is like actually pushing all time high, but I think you got to go for like good value coins. Like Pendle currently.
Okay, Pendle it is.
It just hasn't caught up yet. People still are kind of thinking Pendle is something else.
Okay. Carl, anyone that you real world assets? You've made a lot of videos about Larry Fink talking about tokenizing the world. I've watched your videos, Carl. You better pick a real world asset play here.
Well, I've been talking about Ondo since before it was launched, and the day it launched. To be clear, like, I bought on the day it launched and I haven't bought any more since. And I think I don't know if it's too expensive, but I would say on this list, Mantra is, I'd probably pick it over Ondo just because they understand the marketing game. I'm not talking about a tech perspective here. I'm talking about which token is going to pump harder this bull run. And it's probably going to be Mantra because JP, he had the launch pad. He was, you know, he found the Polkadot narrative, then he pivoted to RWAs. I don't even know if they have any tech, but I just think it's going to pump harder because
the mainnet is launching any day now. I mean, you say they don't have any tech, but the mainnet is actually launching any day now. So,
well, I mean, yeah, but I can also go to Conduit and launch my own mainnet for $15 a month right now, like in 2 seconds, right? So it doesn't mean anything these days.
Mm. Okay, cool. Who haven't I got you? Pete, any real world asset plays in your portfolio?
I'm not saying they don't have tech, right? I'm just saying like it's going to pump the hardest. That's why I'm picking it.
At the moment, I have actually got three. I've got one, I've got Mantra, and I've got two sort of slightly smaller ones, Maple Finance, and I've also got Clearpool. I don't know if those are on offer.
Yes, Clearpool, yeah, Clearpool is here. I actually spoke about Clearpool on my show yesterday. They do seem like they're legit guys in crypto. But just, you know what worries me, and I'm very bullish on Clearpool, but it just worries me that a lot of influencers are talking about Clearpool these days. And I don't like projects when a lot of influencers talk about them because usually it's not a sustained hype. That said, I do think that they are very fucking legit. Yeah. Okay, so where are we at? We are going into DEXs and I'm spent 14. Dennis, you spent 13. Pete's catching up at 10 and Carl hasn't spent anything. Let's go into DEXs, trading infrastructure. The options here are Jupiter, Radium, Orca, Aerodrome, Velodrome, ThorSwap, Astroport, Pangolin, Cetus, Trader Joe, and feel free to add in whatever you want. Let's go. Who wants to jump into the world of trading?
Okay, so I'm holding Cetus. Basically, whenever you see like a chain kind of starting to pop off, in terms of volume and things like that, the first place to go is the DEX, right? So like we saw when Avalanche had a good run at the end of last year, like Trader Joe boomed. I think Pangolin did like a 47x. It's just the obvious play. As soon as you start to see volume going into a chain, go and find the best DEX. Cetus is probably the best DEX on Sui. I have held Pangolin in the past. I don't hold it at the moment because Avalanche is pretty flat. Aerodrome, obviously, I think base could be an interesting one.
You want to hold it?
Yeah, go with Aerodrome, go with Cetus.
Okay, cool. Dennis, what are your trading infrastructure plays?
I kind of want to challenge the concept of like DEX is outperforming the chains, because I looked through quite a few, like since last bull run, that really hasn't happened much except for Aero. And I really think it's because there's no base coin. And the Coinbase guys are probably big in the Aerodrome themselves. I think Cetus could be interesting if they integrate all the move chains, but if it's only Sui, I don't know. I think it does work on Aptos.
It does work on Aptos.
Okay, then it could be interesting. Yeah.
So do you want to hold any of these? Do you want to hold any of them?
Cetus, and then I would add Hyperliquid if they ever launch the coin.
You can't hold it. So I think we should keep it to liquid coins only for now.
Okay, then Cetus.
Cool. I'm a big proponent of trading coins, because I think that DEXs are part of the critical infrastructure, because actually all blockchain is value and you want to be trading value. So I'm going to go for Radium on Solana. I'm going to go for Aerodrome on Base, and I'm going to go for a Cosmos play, which is Astroport, simply because I just think it's underpriced. Carl, your ball in your court, sir.
Just Cetus on this list. I love Jupiter. I use it all the time, but it's too expensive right now.
I agree. It's a 10 billion fully diluted or 9 billion fully diluted. It's not worth it. Yeah. All right, chaps, I've spent 17. Dennis, you spent 14. Carl spent 8. Pete spent 12. AI, Near Protocol, BitTensor, ASI, The Graph, Based AI, or Pepecoin, Delisium. Carl, you're going to jump in here. Let me add in Pepecoin for you just because I'll do you the favor. Here it is.
They're kind of this one and the same, I guess. Yeah. So for me, it's just the asymmetric bet here on Pepecoin and Based AI. I could be, it's my biggest bet of the entire run, biggest bag outside of Bitcoin. If you combine the two of them, and I'm either going to be in for the biggest rug of a lifetime or the biggest money making thing I've ever done in my life. So it's a huge bet. And I wish the devs would dox, give me a bit more confidence in what they're doing. Right now, I'm a bit nerve wracking, but I'm hoping they deliver. So that's my biggest.
Okay, so you want Pepecoin or Base? Which one would you like?
Both.
Okay. Sure. Wow. Why would you have both if they exposure to the exactly the same thing? You're basically buying one, which just gives you more of the other.
Right. Okay. So Based is going to be it's the Tau, right? It's the equivalent of Tau, for example. Pepecoin
is the brains.
Yeah. Well, no. So Pepecoin, to me, so there's a project in the AI space called Spectral. It's backed by everybody, Chamath, like every huge, Franklin Templeton, Sony, everybody, Spectral AI. And like the thing that they're advertising on their homepage, right? And they must have raised like a ton of money. I'm sure it's like one of these kind of like open AI things. So the thing they're advertising is the same thing that Keckbot is offering, which is Pepecoin. So if Pepecoin devs are able to pull this real natural language trading algorithm off, that the trading bot that allows you to say like, hey, if Jerome Powell announces that CPI is better than expected, open up a 10x leverage long on DYX, and the AI knows how to do that with all your wallet integrations and can just automate everything. Or like, hey, if the Bitcoin, what is it called? I don't know, with the cross thing or whatever, where the market's over. If that signal flashes, like sell all my tokens into stablecoin immediately, and the AI knows how to do that. Like whoever solves that problem is huge, and that's Pepecoin, right? And it's using Based AI's Rosetta Brain to do that. So that's why I'm bullish on both of those.
Okay. Do you want to add any more AI plays? Near Protocol, BitTensor, any of the other ones? You haven't spent very much. You're on 10. You've got 10 to go, sir.
Wait for the meme coins.
Okay, Dennis, what do you want to put in your AI portfolio, sir?
I have Tau. I have Delisium. Actually, I think it's one of the actual decently mid to low caps. I would do Based AI because I'm looking at the list. Very few coins that fall into that category, like very good tokenomics, fully fair launch. like, I've been following PayPayCoin, watched a lot of Kyle's videos. The only risk I see there is just there is that bigger PayPay, even though it came later. And I don't know how the exchanges would do it if they were to list two, like what's going to happen there. But with this new base AI coin in the AI narrative, I think it could, the risks are a lot lower. So I have
okay. That Pete, what do you want to put into your AI portfolio?
I would again go with Bitenza and also Delesium. I've been following Delesium for quite a long time. Pretty interesting. If you start to look into the kind of AI agents and the scope that AI agents have for developing, it's kind of an exciting thing. And then obviously, like something that's going to link all these things together makes a lot of sense to me. And I think it also kind of benefits from different narratives pushing at different times. It's been a strong performer as well throughout this last kind of 6 months or so. Worth paying attention to.
Okay. I'm going to go for Near Protocol, and I'm also going to go for Based. And I think that Based is an all or nothing play. All right. Now we're going to go into Oracles. Anyone want to hold Chainlink or Pith?
I have Link.
You want Link?
I have Link. I'm so optimistic that they Chainlink the world.
Dennis, I think Pith's going to change the world. I think Link, to me, Link versus Pith feels like Ethereum versus Solana. One is later, less traction, much faster. Not to discredit anything that Chainlink have done. Like, I do have a bag of Link, but if I had to choose, I put the money into Pith. Dennis, do you want to put any money into Oracles? By the way, you've got 17, you've got 3 credits left. Pete, you got 6 credits left. Carl, you got 9 credits.
Yeah, no Oracles for me.
No Oracles. All right. Here we are at the stinky degen part of the show. I'm going to put my meme money into two. I'm going to put it into dog emoji and cat emoji because I just think that I love this fucking new narrative of the emoji. There's the dog emoji and there's a cat emoji. They're two meme coins on Sol. I took a position in the cat emoji yesterday. That's what the chart looks like. It's new, but I just feel that it's just so fucking obvious. I don't know. It just feels so fucking obvious to me.
How do you find that?
That's exactly. You have to put the emoji. You have to copy the emoji because on desktop it's quite difficult, right?
So yeah, on desktop.
You see, that's why I love it because I just think that this is like
contract address, sir.
Contract address coming right up, sir. Coming right up. This is the cat emoji. Let me really just hold on. Copy. Okay, I'm sending it to you in WhatsApp, sir. I fucking love this one. I fucking love it. I haven't been excited about meme coins for a long time. This is one where I looked at it. I was like, okay, this is so, the dog emoji and the cat emoji are so fucking obvious. It's actually ridiculous. So there it is. And I'm quickly just going to show you. So how I get to the dog emoji is I literally go to WhatsApp. I get the dog.
What?
Then what I do is I copy the dog emoji from WhatsApp into Dex Screener. I mean, I do laugh, but this is why I love this narrative so much. Then I hit dog, and then I press the button, and there's the dog emoji. So, yeah. All right, so let's talk about memes because we are running out of time. But tell me, Kyle, I know you got a lot of memes. Hit me with your memes.
Okay, so I think number one is going to be, let's say I got a few, but smoking chicken fish.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna add more rows for you because I can see where this is going. Smoking chicken fish, I fully agree with you. What a great cult. Next.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so on Sui, I love the AAA cat. So it's to me, that's a pop cat of Sui. And then I also have a fair, like, I would say that Whiff is my blue chip kind of thing, but I actually sold a bunch to buy SPX 6900 recently.
You've gone degen, huh?
Yeah, Until I see more attention switching back over to altcoins, it doesn't mean that I'm going to sit here for the entire bull run. It just means that, like, in the next 30 days, like, I've done a lot of these trades recently. I just think in the next 30 days, like, I'm sitting here watching these cold coins just
remember you got to hold this portfolio for 12 months. Sir. Remember, I'm coming back to you in 12 months. This is a 12-month hold. All right, so well, smoking chicken fish, triple A Sui, SPX 6900 with what else?
Go to someone else. Let me look at my portfolio.
Dennis, talk to me, sir. What you got three more coins. What are we doing with your three coins?
Okay, then it's exact Mog, Whiff, and Brett.
Okay, one Mog, chain each. Mog, yeah. Whiff, and Brett. One credit on Mog, one credit on Whiff. So you've gone for the blue chips, even though they're very, very high market cap. You're still buying. You're buying them at these market caps, saying these are the ones.
Like I can hold them for a year. Yeah, these are not memes anymore.
Pete, give us your stinky, dirty DGEN bets.
I think that when the market starts to pick up, hopefully at some point, it will maybe strangle a lot of the kind of like the smaller meme coins. So I do think that kind of the blue chip meme coin is the way to go. I think after what's been kind of happened today with like the Zach XBT thing and Murad, that maybe I'll probably go after the Murad coins. And I think, you know, the fact
Zach tried to call him out.
He could no longer sell any of them.
Yeah.
So he called him out. And I don't think now he's not going to be able to sell any of them, right? So that should take quite a lot of those tokens out of the supply.
So 6,900.
So the SPX.
Yes.
Looks like a decent one. Yep.
What else?
Mog. Mog as well.
Here we go. Mog, you're in.
I would have said Giga, but Giga's pretty high right now. So I'm going to stick out of that one. Also, what's it called? Hippo on Sui.
Hippo on Sui.
How many have I got left?
You got three to go, sir.
I mean, Brett as a bit of exposure to base. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I feel. I've got two meme coins. You guys have got like five and six each year. I feel like I'm the most conservative motherfucker here, and that makes me feel uncomfortable that I'm so conservative. All right, so yeah. Two more, sir.
Dog, go to the moon.
Dog, go to the moon. So dog, and go to moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And?
And one more. Let's go to turbo.
Turbo. Fucking, there we go. Turbo it is. All right. Kyle, you've got five more to go, sir.
Right. So I'm also going to say yes on Brett and PopCap.
Yes, Brett. Yes, Brett.
Okay, so one that's not on the list is Book of Ethereum.
Ooh, Book of ETH, yes, sir.
Yeah. I think that fits in. So that fits in perfectly with like Murad's thesis of 6 months into it, cult-like community, good origin story, well, good distribution. Everyone who has wanted to sell is sold out. The thing is just not dipping even when the market crashes. So that's something newer that's come across my radar that I went pretty heavily into. Very excited about that one.
All right, support me on dog or cat, bro. Support me on dog emoji or cat emoji. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Sir? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I just forgot. You're probably pumping like crazy right now. I'm a dog person. I love dogs. But AAA cat is – like I went and bought – I think I bought – 1% of the supply on AAA cat. Like I just think that that's going to be, if Sui takes off and the cat in it, you know, the cat meta is like popping, like this AAA is like no better because it's been around for a long time too. And some OG Sui guy told me about this AAA cat. So that to me seems like a really leveraged play.
So you still need to, because you've already got a AAA cat on okay. Sui.
Well, okay. So I think Tooker is going to be one that it's maybe not a lot of people talk about it, but I just think that the team is like working so hard and it's been around for a long time, building a cult-like community. And I think that as people come in, the satire is going to be appreciated. So I really do appreciate what Tooker does. I just actually respect it from a work ethic perspective. And then I told you Whiff already, right? Yeah.
Yeah. One more.
So I think the other one is the other one's going to be so the other one's probably going to be FUD the pug on Sui. It's FUD the pug. It's been around It's been around the longest or one of the longest. It's got Bonk vibes all over it. It has it's integrated with, like, I think 12 or 15 different Sui projects already. So it just feels to me like Bonk, essentially. It's been around for a very long time, like 9 months already.
And, I agree. All right, so here's the portfolios, guys. We all got 20 coins. It's been amazing having you guys on. I mean, what we'll do is we'll check into these once a month just to see how everybody's doing. I wish you guys the best of luck because last year I kicked all of your asses. This year I hope to do it again. I believe I will, but we'll see. Now,
show the proof. Where's the proof?
We'll show the proof. I'm kidding. I don't know if I did or didn't kick your asses. Yeah, so much love to all of you. I think I love these kind of shows. I love hanging out with you guys. We don't see each other often enough, even on Zoom. Yeah, I'll see you guys again very, very soon. Much love from the Banter fan. Guys, remember, if you don't follow these guys, every single one of their YouTube channels and every single one of their Twitters is in the link below. Also, if you want the spreadsheet with all of their stuff, it's also in the link below, ready for everyone to see, so that you guys can fact check us and you guys can tell us who the winners are. Guys, sending you much love. Thank you for coming on to Banter. See you guys again on Sunday. We're gonna have a show on Sunday. Also, remember, if you're not already a part of our Bybit trading competition, join the Bybit trading competition as quickly as possible. We do want to be the biggest English-speaking team in the world. So far, we're doing very, very, very well. We need you guys to join, so join our team. Remember, the prize money has $10 million when we really want to win as a community. All right, love you guys madly. I'll see you guys again on Sunday. Until then, trade well, my friends.